with you over here. Let's go to back into our, again, we're learning Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim is written by who? Oh. Who is it? Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. It's probably the most important Musar Sefer we have, definitely top three. I would put in there the top three. What I mean by top three, I can't say what's the best, but I would say the most famous, the most important in terms of most bought version of it. I would say Mesillas Yesharim, Orchas Tzadikim, and what would you say is number three? Some even put Ramchal's other Sefer, Shari Tshuva, in there as well as the number three, at least in the top five. Okay, Mesillas Yesharim. But we're not learning yet directly the Mesillas Yesharim inside, because we're learning Rav Itamar Schwartz's introduction to the Mesillas Yesharim. We saw two fantabulous mashalim yesterday about why does Musar, just tell me what to do, Rabbi, right? Tell me the things I got to do. I have an anger problem? Fine, tell me what you want me to do. How come that's not enough when it comes to Musar? So we started by saying yesterday, the reason it's not enough when it comes to Musar is because you need to understand the nature of learning Torah. And the mashal we finished with yesterday was the bank mashal. You work for the summer somewhere, and your boss says, I'm going to wire your check directly to your bank account. That check doesn't go into you, it goes into your bank account. It's separate from you. When it comes to learning Torah, though, this is how we finished yesterday, that's not like a separate bank account. I got me and my Torah sitting there in the corner. No, when it comes to Torah learning, that is mamish inside of you. Inside. So we're on the page that begins at the top, page Gimel. And he has a bold word, la'acher. You see that bold word, la'acher?
Yeah.
By the way, a couple of tricks here I'm going to give you. Whenever anybody asks you to give a speech somewhere, what you do is you write it out, and you bold the key word in each paragraph. Put it in bold. Put a square around it. So if you ever get lost mid-speech, you always can find where you are by looking at that bold word. You want to be able to review this very quickly. What I recommend if you're going to review this or any other learning you're doing is you bold one word in each paragraph so you can quickly and rapidly review it. Like, for example, up here I would have bolded the word bank. So I'll remember the bank mashal. You understand? You bold one word in each paragraph and you just run down the line and you could memorize it. Maybe further in the summer we'll do our mega memory training program. I had to memorize lots of information. Maybe we'll get to that further in. But let's go to that paragraph. Avala Torah HaKadosha La'achar Sha'adam Lomebo. After a person learns it, he einenu begeder muneches bekeren zavis. It's not something that's sitting in the corner. See, before you learn it, the Gemara says that Torah is in the corner. Whoever wants to take it, come and get it. But after you learn it, it's called Torah Sod. It's your Torah. That's how I taught you how to remember what bracha to make when you get an aliyah, which comes first, which comes second. First, it's God's Torah, and then after you do the aliyah, Nazalana Torah So, right? He gave it to us, right? He gave it to us. That's how you remember. So, Im Adam, right, it's a great line. The last three letters are Torah Secha Betoch Me'ai. Your Torah becomes into your stomach, in your innards. It gets into your kishkes, but you have to let him in. You know the Kotzke Rebbe's famous idea? The Kotzke Rebbe says, where can I find God? Where do I find God? The Kotzke Rebbe says, wherever you let him in. Wherever space you make for a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life, that's where he is. That's where I find him. So let's continue. Im Adam Lokeach Kis Nekia. He's great. His Mashalim are great. If a person takes a little flask that's empty, Umozeg Latoch HaMayim, and they pour into it water, the water is going to stay clean because you have a clean and empty flask. Right? If you have, what are they called when you hike? What are they called?
Canteen.
Canteen, thank you. If you have an empty and clean canteen and you pour water into it, the water will stay the same way. However, if you take a kos achura, a dirty cup, a dirty canteen that you haven't washed out in years, and you pour into it water, you have made dirty the water and you have ruined it. Shuv eino roi l'shtia. It is no longer good for drinking. You know what I want to say? I have an idea, right, Block? How do you guys learn how to do this on your own? How do you learn how to translate this stuff on your own? I'm going to tell you how I did it. It's a very simple technique. What you do is you sit down with this sheet and you get yourself a Hebrew-English dictionary. Not an English-Hebrew dictionary, not a dictionary of both of them,
but you get a one-way Hebrew-English dictionary. Anytime you hit a hard word, if every word is hard for you, don't do all of them. It'll overwhelm you the first day. Start with 10 words per day that you're going to look up yourself in the Hebrew-English dictionary. I have found that that's better than using in English. You know why? The effort that you put in to look up the word in the dictionary and to find it and then write it down in a little notebook, that effort alone already drives the word into your subconscious. You're already going to have it as a resource memory, as opposed to if I just use the English. Maybe it's Kedai, if we could find maybe a link to a good cheap Hebrew-English dictionaries. We all get one. You keep a little notebook on the side. You write 10 words per day. At the end of the day, right before bed, you quickly run through those 10 words. Just look at it quickly, 10 words. End of the week, you try to quiz yourself on those words, and you'll see by the time a month, 2 months are up, you'll have compiled, at least that you'll have well 200 words. And you could do more. You could add as much as you're comfortable with, and you'll have a ton in your database. Otherwise, you're just going to keep waiting and waiting until you could do this on your own. And that could take years, but this could speed up the system for you because you're gaining a database. Also importantly is you need to know certain languages, especially Hebrews like this. There are certain words that are the keywords. You need to know what's an essential word and what's not essential word. And if you could focus on that minority percent, I forgot the number. They say it's like you just need like 3-5% of the words in that language to have a good command of that language. The same thing is true with learning. You don't need every word in the world. You just need some key and critical words. So let's go back to here. So he says like this: when you're put water inside a dirty canteen, suddenly the water ain't a shuf, ain't a ruyim l'shtia. It's now no longer good for drinking. So haTorah haKedosha, the kiyum mitzvasel nimshu l'mayim. What am I doing with this mashal? Because we know that Torah is compared to water, as it says, if you're anybody who's thirsty, right, kol tzame lechu l'mayim, go to water. Hakli hua adam, the vessel is the person learning the water. If you are mekayim et advarim, if you fulfill the words you're learning, ubone, and you build yourself in a proper way, you make yourself the proper kli, so your water stays sweet. Second paragraph there on page Dalet. Abal im chas v'chalila ha'adam etzarat v'achor. But if you yourself are a disgusting person, right? Shezet teva yitzira sa'adam. Because that's the nature of a human being. Sometimes you just start off bad. The Torah itself becomes bad. You know what the Vilna Gaon says? Torah is compared to water, right? That's the Gemara. Let's say if you have inside of you weeds, you're a negative person. Everything is always negative, complaining. If you yourself are negative, all that water is going to do is make the weeds grow. Torah can have its impact, but you have to want to make yourself a better person. You have to be able to block out the noise and make yourself a good person and want that. And therefore, the Torah will help you illuminate the essence of who you are. Right? If the kli is disgusting, the Torah that you receive will be dark and disgusting as well. Chas v'shalom. Oh, he brings that thing of the Gra there. Divrei HaGra. The Gra is the Vilna Gaon, by the way. HaGaon Rav Eliyahu. Sha'atorah nimshalo lamayim. And in Zorin Kotzim, if you're planting weeds, it's going to grow weeds. Tikun hamidos van hagas en binyan akli. The fixing of your midos and your behavior is like building the kli. The reason, this is his answer. Why do you need to put so much into building a kli? Why can't I use ways, right? Tell me which way to go. Which direction? You can't use ways. Because when it comes to midos, you're building the kli. It's like building the phone. It's not just plugging in ways. You're building the phone. You're building the kli. And Adam Shakli Shalo Eina Zach, if your kli is no good, not just you're missing midos, he says. Lo rak shechaseris lo midos. It's not just you're missing midos. Ela ein lo Torah. You're missing Torah. You understand? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is not about being able to get midos or not midos. If you don't have the good midos, the Torah can't stay in. It's got no kli to hold it. And it falls apart. Last paragraph. Adam yoshev aloman ba'bokav. A person learns day and night. At the end of the day, imagine you stayed the same where you were before. It's for sure impossible to say that you entirely did not change. If Torah is not changing you, you're missing something. You're missing something. If you could walk out of here after 4 weeks this summer and you are not changed in some way, then you got to look at the kli. Something's missing here. Because Torah is, think about it. Torah is from Hashem, it's infinite, it's God's infinite word. The very mere touching of Torah should be able to change your life forever. If for whatever reason you're learning it and you are not changing it,
then something's wrong on the receiving end. Something's wrong on the kli. You can't say chas v'shalom, something's wrong on the delivery, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sending you the Torah. It's in the kli. There's something wrong with the receptacle. And if Torah's not impacting you, you got to look at yourself, block out all the noise. You got to forget everybody. When it comes to Torah, you got to forget everybody else for a moment and just focus on what makes you great. What makes you great? I want you to close your Mesilas Yesharim for a second because I want to play you something that I saw this morning that drives this home, but I don't want the Mesilas Yesharim open while we do it. Okay?